Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You know, we've got to be like those rubber bands. If we've got to stretch.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Now you're good.
Awesome.
Welcome,
awesome.
Everyone. Welcome back.
Gerald. Yes, welcome back, everyone.
Welcome
I tell
back.
You, we have
Thank
to be flexible.
Can you believe it? What happened? Go right ahead.
Well, you know what? It's just part of being flexible. Hey, Doc, are you back on?
Yeah,
Dr.
I'm still here. I'm still here, ready
okay,
to take
awesome.
Off.
Awesome. You know what? We are so excited about you being on today. We have just been so delighted to know that you were going to come on and share with us. And, you know, your introduction, you know, your bio is pages long. But you know what? I don't want to delay, and I'm sure you're able to express who you are and what you do in a greater capacity. The bottom line is that you have an emphasis on developing human potential and wealth creation. You've got an awesome program called LIFE, and that is two L's, LLISE. So we're going to explain that to the folks. But first, let's start off by finding out, listen, how did you become a pilot? And then how did you have time to become a doctor? Those are the first two questions I want you to answer. You know, Monty, how are you today,
now,
sir?
Awesome and getting better. Now, those are two great questions. It started when I was 7 years old. You know, I'm originally from Los Angeles, South Central L.A., and so I was part of, you know, I used to see airplanes flying over our house going into Los Angeles. And I said one day, I want to fly one of those. You have what you say. And so
right.
I used to put out magazine. Hey, death and life is in the power of your tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You get what you say. If you ain't saying nothing, you ain't gonna get nothing. So part of what I did was, no, it is what it is. That's the law of sowing and reaping. Your words. He said, death and life is in the power of your tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So anyway, getting back to, I used to see airplanes flying over the house here, and I used to ride my bike and skateboards on the weekend down to Los Angeles Airport, and I mean, I was out there. And then I used to cut out magazines of military men and put my head, you know, put out the top of their heads and put my little picture on the top and do little model airplanes, and I used to run around the house and I see myself flying that airplane. I see the big old TWA go by, American Airlines, United, and Eastern Airlines. I see myself up there flying, and see, I stand before you today as a pilot for the largest airline in the world. So it is what it is. Now, becoming a doctor, I said, you know what? I'm a doctor of life. I have two doctor degrees, one in biblical studies and one in divinity, and I have an economic degree in entrepreneurism. So I wanted to be in the know. I wanted to know about who we are because when I was younger, I was part of the Watts Riot at 7 years old also. It was in my backyard. And I saw our community burn down about 48 years ago. And, you know, Dr. King was assassinated 3 years later and, you know, in 68. And I said, I'm going to fix our communities. Why are the black men, why is it like this? And I stand before you today. I understand why. It's been a process that's been in place. And so I understand who we are as individuals from God's perspective. Because, see, nobody else's perspective down here matters, only but Daddy, since he owned the earth and the fullness thereof and all that dwells therein. His perspective is the only one that matters. And so we've been off course as a people. And so I know as a pilot, 1 degree off course, you will not arrive at your destination. And so when I look at black men, because God put me in this black suit, I didn't have no choice. I began to look at, from his perspective, that we are spirits that possess souls that live in physical bodies. And I didn't have no choice for the few. But he sent us down here to do his work. And so I'm about doing his work, and he's given us power to get wealth. He's the maker of the rich and the poor. So I'm like, wow, why are people poor? Only because he said my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. You know, ignorance has been our greatest enemy. So that's why I got what I have, because I went after it. It's part of my purpose in life for helping to make a difference. And so I'm on a mission to raise up 1 million millionaires over the next 36 to 92 months that want to learn, earn, and return back to their communities. Because our communities are hurting. That's because the family's hurting. Family's hurting because of the leader in the family's hurting. He or she don't know who they be. part of my best Ebonics. So we got to begin to help our people move them from where they are to where they need to be. So in a nutshell, I answered just about everything, what I'm about, how I got to where I am, and where I'm headed. And you know what? In order for us to get to the next level, several things got to take place in our lives. We're going to have to be willing to embrace truth. Change only comes when one is willing to embrace truth. And we have not asked the right questions.
Yeah.
We haven't asked the right question. You know, Matthew 7:7 says, ask. I'm talking about the Bible, the good book, the basic instructions before leaving earth. It says, ask and shall be given unto you. Seek ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open. He says, whoever asks, receiveth. And he that seeketh shall find, and to him that knock, the door will be open. So I began to ask, why is our communities like that? Why are they burned down? Why is it that this group here is stuck on the bottom and the other group is doing well? And he said, because of lack of knowledge. And so there's 7 questions that y'all got to get answered that took me 45 years to get answered. I'll give them to you if you want to hear them.
Yes, we want to hear them, and we also want to hear what the double, did you say what the L life was for?
You didn't ask. But now that you asked, I'll give it to you. It stands for living. Okay, it stands, L life stands for living, learning, in faith every day. It says the just shall live by faith. And faith is acting on what you believe. And I believe his word. Because God cannot lie. He's not a man.
Yeah, this is resonating very. Okay.
Well,
and so thank you so much.
That's all life stands for.
Okay. I love it.
And so the 7 questions you got to get answered. And I'll give them to you. The first question that you got to get answered is, and it's got 5 parts to it. Whom do you belong to? That's the first question. The B part of that is, who are you? The real you. The C part of that question is, what are you? The D part of that question is, what should you be becoming? And the E part of that question is, what should you be doing as you walk on the planet? That's one question that you got to get answered. Second question where you got to get answered, and it's got 2 parts to it, where are you visibly positioned in American society, socially, politically, and economically? And you can't be guessing. Before I take that jet flying, I do know what airport that I'm starting up. It's critical. The B part of that question, where am I at consciously? Oh, that's a great question. And because until you know where you are consciously, you can't even begin to move. Next question that you got to get answered is, once you've identified where you are, if you don't, where could you potentially wind up? Because if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep producing the same results. And the definition of insanity, the essence of madness, is really stupidity, doing the same thing over and over, expecting different outcomes. Next question that you got to get answered, if you don't like where you're going, you could potentially wind up, where do you need to be? What's your new destination? What vehicle gets you there? What's the flight plan? I mean, what's the life plan? How long will it take? 5th question, how did we or you get in the present predicament that you be in today? Because not knowing how you got to where you are today, a lesson I learned is soon repeated until you learn it. And our group have not learned this. We've been in this country for 20 generations now, and we have not learned this process. And we have to learn it quickly because we're running out of time. As black folk, I'm going to be very specific, black Americans. 6th question, if you're not flying the jet or driving the process, who is and where are they currently taking you? You got to know that one. The B part of that question, why am I still on board this vehicle? The C part of the question, how do I get off? And then the 7th question that's got to get answered, and this probably should have been the first one, am I now willing? Am I now ready to pay the cost to get to my new destination? 7 thought-provoking question that has taken 45 years, and then come up and develop a process to help get you to where you need to be. So that's what life is about. It's about moving the people from where they are to where they need to be. And so I've launched a movement in this country about 10 years ago called the Life More Abundant Movement, because we movement people. I tell you what, they moved us from Africa to the dysphoria. We've had the Underground Railroad movement. We've had the Civil Rights Movement. We've had the Million Man March Movement. We are movement people. And so we might as well go on and get with the real movement, the Life More Abundant Movement, so we can move the people to the wealthy place, move them out of poverty, ignorance, dependency, and complacency to knowledge, wealth, power, interdependency. That's where we got to go. That's where we headed, to the wealthy place. Psalm 66:12. I'm so excited. Y'all got me fired up. The captain is ready for takeoff. He's rolling. I'm glad y'all are on board.
Well, I'm excited, too. We want to take off on this flight with you because I'm telling you, you're doing a good job of steering this airplane. And so we are just excited. Yeah, listen, can you tell us a little bit about the 90-day charge, based on success networking and the life training organization? And give us some contact info first, Doc. How can we get a hold of you to find out more about this wealth creation that you have?
Well, a couple things you can do. You can go out to www.llife.org. Because that one is
essential.
So that's
two L's, right? Two L's?
Yes, two L's. Make sure people
understand you're saying two L's, okay?
Yes. And also, too, they can go out to my – they can hook me up out at my Facebook page. You can go out to facebook.com/Captain Gerald out there. And my Facebook page, you can go out to facebook.com, Dr. Gerald, either one. And a lot of information out there, a lot of information. I'm on a mission to raise up a million men and women millionaires that want to be empowered.
Yes.
To move them from,
I want to be one of them.
Seatbelt. No, you will be, not be, you will.
Okay, I love it. Hey, course correct me anytime you get ready to, Doc.
Hey,
that's awesome.
And folks, they can go out to, they can go out to llife.org, and you know, while they're out there, they can download the 31 things you need to know to become a millionaire. That's my free gift to those that really are serious, because you got to understand the process.
Wow, say that again. We want to make sure folks get a hold of that one. How do they get it?
They can go out to www.llife.org, and they can download the 31 things you need to know to become a millionaire. See, if you aim at nothing, guess what? You will be successful and hit nothing. And see, I ask people, what's your destination as you walk on the planet? Before I take that jet flight, it's illegal for me not to take its line and not have a destination. I have to have a destination. And see, because if you aim at nothing, you will be successful and hit nothing. And so our group has been taught the process.
If you aim at nothing, you'll be successful at hitting nothing. You are awesome, Doctor. You know what? You guys, listen, I tell you, I can listen to you all day, and you got some powerful things you're saying here, and our guests who are listening in, definitely, I just want to let them know that if they have any questions, if they have a comment or a question for you, hit their number one key, and, you know, we'll open up their phone line before you have to fly off and go to another destination, because
I do have another one to go to today.
Really?
It's
you
all,
don't?
It's all good.
We're going to build about five more shows. We want to have you on three more times today. We're going to get you while we can. Because
maybe once a month. This guy is wonderful.
Hey, I want to tell y'all, you know the Word of God says in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night that thou mayest observe to do according to all, not some, but all that's written therein. He said, for then... shalt thou make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. I asked why you put good up in there. What's the opposite of good? Bad.
Great.
So a lot of folks see success is not the destination, it's the journey. How well your journey will be is based on how well you know the laws of success. Life is governed by laws, and our group is ignorant of the laws of success. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they keep rejecting knowledge. And so our group has to begin to say, oh, I got to repent. And see, repent means change. See, the physical change have been off of us as of today. 151 years, 2 months, and today is the 17th, 16 days. And so, but where the change has still been on us is in our minds, because we haven't been operating in truth. No truth made free. No lie remain in bondage. And so we have to change quickly, because our communities are hurting. The family's hurting. The leaders are hurting. And that's another thing. In the Black America community, there really is no true leading leaders. There's positional leaders, but not leading leaders to say, here's where we are, here's where we need to go, and here's how we're going to get there. Well, it just so happens on the phone, you have a leading leader. We're going to move our people to the wealthy place. Psalm 46:12, and I'd write that down. He said, I've called men right over y'all's head. You've gone through fire and through water, but I brought you out into a wealthy place. Your destination as you walk on the planet is the wealthy place, because if you ain't headed to the wealthy place, you're headed to the poverty place. See, and if you fail to make a decision, because you see where it says in Proverbs 22:2, here's another nugget. It says, the rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. There's no middle class with God. You're either going to be in or you're going to be out. Hot, cold, wise, fool, either about righteousness, unrighteousness. You're either headed to the wealthy place, you're headed to the poverty place. You're either going to be rich or you're going to be poor. He said, because although Jesus was rich, he became poor that you might become rich. I said, say what? He said, my people don't know my word. And so that's why I went after the word and got a doctor's degree in it, because I wanted to be at the top of the game, because you can't play me. Can't play this, brother. Would you get on board an airplane after talking to a pilot claiming to be a pilot, didn't know how to start the vehicle up or didn't have a destination? Let me answer that question for your listening audience. Heavens, no. So, and we got to get to the next level, because we've our group here haven't been embracing the right information. Change only comes when one is willing to embrace truth, because the moment you embrace it, your life going to change immediately. That's a law. It's called the law of change. Embrace truth, made free. Failure to embrace it or continue to operate in the lie, you will remain in bondage. Aren't we tired of being slaves?
Yes.
It's time to set the captives free. It's time for us to get to the next level. Hey, I got a couple books out there that I want to tell your audience about that you can go out to Amazon, and you spoke of them earlier, but I want to give the correct title. One of the books is called This Is Your Captain Speaking, Life Lessons Learned at 35,000 Feet. It gives you not only the ground view, but it gives you a heavenly viewpoint where you can be able to see things from a different paradigm. Because I'm going to tell you, the moment you embrace truth and you begin to deposit this information in your life, you can't help but go to a whole nother level. You can't help it, because he said, if a lack of knowledge causes destruction, abundance of knowledge causes restoration. It's time to be restored back to your rightful position so you can get to the wealthy place. And my other book is called Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking, a case study for working together to achieve successful living. We've been saying we need to come together. Would you like to know the reason why we never came together? And I'm going to say it as black people. Now, we come together to hoop and holler in the church and all that stuff, but we've never came together on an economic front or for power. And that's what this whole thing is about here in the earth realm. Because Daddy said in Deuteronomy 8:18, I've given y'all power to get wealth that you may establish my covenant with men. You've been anointed to get wealth. So it's been about power and economics. And so our group has to learn what power looked like, what it means, and how did you get it, and how you use it to be effective, so that the earth can be restored back to its rightful position. And the people that live on the planet, helping them get to the next level. I got another nugget for you, and then I got to run. It's been said, and I share this with other folks, run with those that's got your answer, get away from those that's got your problem. Because, see, you'll never go to the next level. Oh, I'll say it again if that sounded good to you. Run with those that's got your answer, get away from those that's got your problems. You'll never go any higher than the person that you hang out with. If you hang out with dope dealers, give it enough time. Either you will become a junkie or you'll become a pusher. Your environment affects how you live and how you'll be able to move to another level. And so you got to change your way of thinking, because your thought life controls your life. As a man thinketh, and I don't want to leave out women, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he. So we got to change our thoughts, because when we change our thoughts, we're going to change what we speak. And whatever we speak, we're going to act on. And whatever that we act on, we're going to have. It's just that simple. There's no rocket scientist to this process. It's about re-educating our people and helping them get to the next level. That's why I created the company called Life. It's an alternative educational company. It's in the business of redeveloping communities but has a major emphasis on developing the human potential as we redevelop the community. Just this week here, I got about 15 acres right in the heart of St. Louis, right in the hood. And we're going to turn it in truly into a neighborhood. Because right now we don't have neighborhood, we just have hoods. And so we're going to fix this thing up. And so I'm opening up. This weekend we're out there working. I've got 3 acres in the back that we set aside that we're going to start growing produce, holistic vegetables. No, won't be no chemicals. And I've already got 2 customers that said we'll buy whatever you put on that land. I got customers already. I haven't even put the stuff up. So that's happening. I'm so excited, and I hope y'all come by and check out what we're doing. The other thing, too.
Yeah, where is that? Where is that? In St. Louis?
St. Louis, on Goodfellow. Between Goodfellow,
yeah, what is the address,
between St. Louis, 3303 Goodfellow. 3303 Goodfellow. There's some Goodfellows on Goodfellow doing some good things. Oh, that sounds good.
I like that. I like that. What is the name of the building? Is there a building there? What's the name of it, sir?
It's a big building there, and there is no name on it. But it will be a name on it soon because it's going to be called the Goodfellows Research and Business Cooperative Business Incubator.
Oh, no, I like that. Say that again.
The Goodfellows Research and Business Cooperative Incubator Center. I'm going to turn out 10 companies this year, service companies. We're going to hire people. I'm teaching people about business ownership. And see, this is where we got to go, because I know you have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to your show, but I want to just keep it real, 100% real. They'll tell us about it after it's over with. Oh, yeah, you guys are going to be entrepreneurs. No, 95% of all small businesses fail within the first 5 to 10 years. That's a terrible business model. So I've created a new business model that creates group entrepreneurs, group dynamics. Because when you are in business by yourself as a sole proprietor, it's too much work. You got to do sales and marketing, inventory, research and training, business and administration, sales and marketing. Every business has to do that, and it's a lot of work. I know because I'm speaking from experience. Your businesses will fail, but when you come together and work effectively as a group, and using a principle called the cooperatives, we can own them all. There's 31
all
type
right.
of business where the household. There's 31 type of businesses where the household spends its dollar at the retail center. We're going to open up 21 of those businesses and park them in our communities across this nation that the people own. Because see, then we'll keep the dollar in the community and it'll stop the profit flight. Because we've been the consumers, but we now got to teach our people now how to become prosumers. Producers for the marketplace, but yet still consuming their own goods. Hey, I'm out of time. I want to say thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for allowing me to come on your show. And I hope you invite me back. I hope I didn't wear out my welcome.
Of course, yes. We want you back on. Can you give us that contact info one more time, Doc? You have been awesome. We love it. We want you back probably next week. What do you think, Coach? We'll try to find some space to bring him back on. You've been awesome. Awesome. But give us that contact info.
And real quickly, you can go out to www.LLIFE.org. That's LLIFE.org. And if you go out there, you can download the 31 things you need to know to become a millionaire, and then it'll lead you out to other sites. I got some good news for y'all. Launching my online webinars, and I'm going to have one on Friday, and we're setting it up for like 7 o'clock, 7:15, where it's going to be talking about empowering people, our communities, and Black America. And so it's being set up. I'll put it out there on Facebook. I'll send it to you guys. And maybe you can blast it out there on your Facebook here so we can get the people to come out there, because it's time to move our people, our communities, and Black America to a whole nother level. We've been stuck on the bottom, and I'm a winner. Daddy has put me in this black hue. I'm in it to win it, and it's time to win
the
game.
I know that.
And because we have shifted from an industrialized society to a new knowledge-based economy, it's a whole new different paradigm. The rules have been changed. It's a whole
That's
new game,
right.
but our group have to learn the new rules to the game.
You got
because
to.
If you fail here to know the rules, you're gonna be stuck. And right now they're trying
That's
to lock
right.
Black America. into the lowest level of a real-life Monopoly game. And I got news for you. The Fat Lady is singing, but she hasn't sung the last song yet. She hasn't sung the last she's still singing.
Chord.
She's in the middle of the song.
Note.
She hasn't sung the
That's
last
right.
chord. See, we're
That's
on the
right.
same team. And see, I'm about
That's
one
right.
thing, Daddy business, because he sent
wow.
his son so we can have life and have it more abundantly. It isn't just for one group of people. It's for his whole creation. And I'm here to tell you, it's time for us to go to the next level. We're going to 35,000 feet, and we're headed to the wealthy place. And I'm so glad that y'all are on board. I hope you're enjoying the Captain's Millionaire Training Program. That's the 90-day training program, the Captain's Millionaire. You can go out to yourcaptainisspeaking.com, and you can go check that one out. But if you go to L Life, it'll run you out there, too. It'll take you a while to get there. But the quickest way to get there is www.yourcaptainisspeaking.com, and that's for the Captain's Millionaire Training Program. We're going to raise up a million-plus millionaires across this land. I want to do that with 1 million men and women, millionaires, that want to learn, earn, and return back to their communities and be empowered for life. Because, see, it is your turn, and it's your time, and you have to take advantage of it. You got to take the shot, like Tom Cruise did in the jet. Take the shot. Take the shot. You got to take the shot.
Wow. Well, we know you got going. Thank you so much for dialing back in. Thanks to all our listeners for dialing back in. We have just a few minutes left. We'll still be able to hold a little bit of discussion, but we know you have to go. We really appreciate it. Dr. Captain Gerald Higginbotham. I can't believe I can say all that in 2 seconds or less, but you've been incredible, the information. We definitely want to have you back. We'll have Cassandra work on another date with you because you share so much that we want to really dive into and talk about so many powerful truths that you share from the Word of God. And so we really appreciate that because though we don't invite people to come on because they know the Word of God, well, I believe in the Word, Cassandra believes in it, and it just so happens those are the type of audience that we attract. So we know that God has set this up already. We know that he does
Amen.
Give us power to get many of the people online. Though you may not want your phone, though you may not want to come on air, but just hit your number one key if you want to be one of those millionaires that Dr. Captain Higginbotham is speaking about. Even if you don't want to come on the air, I won't open up your phone line. Just as a little survey, how many of you who are listening on, you want to be one of the million of the millionaires that is going to be created through the teachings of Dr. Higginbotham? All right, we got one so far. That's one person. I'm with you. I'm with you, area code. I see you. Who else? Is there anybody else who is listening on the line and you've been listening in for a while? Okay, all right, there's 4 lines open. All right, can we get a few more? You have been listening to All About Entrepreneurs. You've been following Coach Lalisa around for years. Now you see I've teamed up with Miss Cassandra McKissack from all the way from St. Louis. God has put us together. We didn't know each other. Book, and now we are listening to this powerful teaching, and I know you've never heard anything like this before because I haven't heard anything like it, and he's never been here. And he is sharing things that I have been in many, many churches. I've been around many, many motivational speakers, teachers, trainers, and he has said some things. Can we get a couple more people who are saying, I want to hook up with Dr. Higginbotham because he sounds like the real deal, Holyfield. And what he's already shared, you know, is phenomenal. Okay, so people are not afraid. So you should have some. I went on to your email already, to your website, and I'm downloading my copy of 31 Things You Can Do. I already love the 7 questions that you said you got to answer, and already answering those. Some of them I've answered in my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. So many of those questions, I ask some of the same questions, but I know you're so on point with talking about what we need to do with our communities, how we need to stand up and be that leader, and I just could go on and on. I could write a mini book on almost everything you said here on the show today, and I just want to congratulate you and celebrate you and let you know that you got some people who want to be part of your program. So thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. All right, peace and blessings
thank
to
you. Thank
you,
Don. We love you. We appreciate
I love you, too.
You.
Oh, bless you, bless you. Hey,
and
but let us know. We all know what
so
it we got to do.
We're going to speak
yes,
it. I love to say it. It's in our mouth. We shall have what we say. Hallelujah. We got to start. I'm going to say it. I'm going to begin to do this. Oh, my God. Talk about that repent. You said repent means change. So if we haven't done it in the past, we got to start doing it now. I love your story. You said when you were a little kid, you said, I want to be a pilot. And look at you. There are not many black pilots. I went to an OBAT convention back in 97 while I was 98 or so. While I was working for Continental Airlines, we went there to recruit pilots at the convention. And I don't know if you were there or not. If you were, I probably met you. It was in Las Vegas. So
no,
I don't know.
No, no, I wasn't there. But you tapped into a good resource for recruiting pilots.
Yes,
I am
did.
So honored, and it's a privilege, pleasure, and I want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to add value to your people's life today.
Thank you, and thank you for being a pilot. Thank you for, we, you know, just pray every flight that you have, it's a total success, and that the people that travel with you, hopefully they'll sense that who they have up in the cockpit. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. Bye for now. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Have a great day.
Okay, everybody,
wow,
he's gone. That
was an awesome opportunity to have him on. My goodness.
And there are
love
many
it.
People
I
who
love it, Coach.
Have to drop off. Yeah, we'll be here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can
yes.
you hear me? Hello?
Oh, somebody, oh,
Did
yeah, somebody wants to talk. Yes.
Does someone have a question?
Okay, I thought I heard somebody say hello. Maybe that was you. Okay, so if you did have a question or a comment that you wanted to make as a result of Dr. Higginbotham, if you have a comment, then you can speak right now because I can't tell if you want to speak or not, so I just have to open all the phone lines. But if you don't want to speak, don't say a word. Don't say a word if you don't want to speak, but I had to open all the phone lines because I already asked you to hit your number one key. So I'll tell you what lines are open in case you want to speak. Well, you can just speak if you are on because it's a sellout. Everybody wanted to sign up with this program. But if you have a question or a comment, now is the time to speak. Okay, okay.
Don't be scared.
Don't forget our powerful webinar tomorrow. Don't forget, go online, register for that. You can go to anymeeting.com/LaLisaJWilliams. The first webinar listed is the webinar for tomorrow. Don't forget, if you get three other people that are willing to come on the webinar as well to sign up for the webinar, you will get admitted for free. You will get your attend this for free. You'll get to attend this powerful, powerful webinar for free. We have gathered so much powerful information that we're going to bring forth and share with you. Also, for those of you who will be here tomorrow, we have a powerhouse guest on tomorrow, Miss Bernita Ewing. You do not want to miss her story. So you can go and look her up on the internet. I'll be posting a flyer later today. You don't want to miss that. But, yes, I see we have a caller from the 757 area code, and I don't believe we've had a caller from that area code in a very long time. Your phone line is open. If you would like to share with us your name and where your what city or state is that, if you don't mind, area code 757.
Good morning. My name is Marquisa Davis. Hello.
Hi, Marquisa Davis is in the house. Hi.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Awesome. Virginia's in the house. All right. What's your question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to say that it was just such a wealth of information and such a blessing to be able to catch the last few minutes of it.
Awesome, awesome. You know, we're going to bring that, we're going to bring him back. He is awesome. He has so much information to share with us. And so mm-hmm. we're excited that you're excited. And we hope you saw the flyer. We want to make sure we are sharing that flyer even now because not only did it have great information about Dr. Gerald, it also has upcoming information about our empowerment webinar that's going to be held tomorrow evening. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this webinar, I'm telling you, you want to come. If you have three folks that you can get together, we don't care what part of the country is that they're from, if you can give us three people that sign up, you can go free. Free.
Wow.
We love free. We all love free. So we'd love you to come on and get empowered. We want you to power up your possibilities because I'm telling you, we want you to go to the next level. We've got the information that you need. And so if you can help share that flyer with all
Absolutely.
Your friends and tell your friends to share it, it would be awesome to have you on board. Wow. Yeah, this guy has got some great information to take us all to the next level. And I don't know about you, but I know I want to be blessed to be a blessing. And I tell you, a great way to do that is be too empowered to create wealth so that I can be a blessing. There's a lot of things that God has given me to do in the world, and I want to do them. What about you? What about you?
Absolutely. Amen. Praise God. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for calling in. Now, you know you can go back and listen to the archive of the show and get his whole message because, yeah,
okay.
you definitely don't miss a drop of that. And if you are on Facebook, the link, I'll post the link later. It takes a little minute for the link to get ready. And, of course, there'll be two separate links today because we actually had to do two shows. But I will be making sure I get it right for tomorrow because we don't want to miss one drop tomorrow for our guests, and we want people to be able to call in and be able to stay on. But, yeah, Virginia Beach, we love Virginia Beach. We go there every year. I love that place. So my favorite place to eat is Captain George. I love
it. Oh, yes.
I
would love it, too. Me, too. I love that place. It's incredible they have seafood.
Oh, the all-you-can-eat buffet, right?
Yes, it sure is. Yes, it is.
And so,
listen,
yeah.
I want to go.
Come on. We'll share more about that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we'll share more about that when we go there. We are part of a women's conference that happens there in Virginia Beach. Every year we go down that, and then we do empowerment on the beach while we're down there for that weekend. So we'll mm-hmm. tell you more about a little bit later. And are you also an entrepreneur?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And what is your business?
Do you do?
Well, I do child care. I've been doing that about 6.5 years. I do child care. I have a family day home. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I delved into fashion handbags and accessories. It's called Exclusively Yours.
Oh, yeah, we need to have you on the show. What does your husband do?
My husband is a self-defense instructor. He teaches basic firearm safety.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
Now, he's got a military background, right?
But, yes, he's Navy, retired Navy, and he did his 20 years. Yes. And he's been in the ordnance field for about, I would say about 30-something years now.
I know those ordnance people.
I worked
right next to them. I was an AME. Tell him I was an AME. And I used to
work
right next to them. Yeah, F-14s. I was stationed in Virginia Beach.
You were. That's where he was stationed, too. Oceana?
Yeah, I was stationed there in 1980.
Wow. Wow. When did you retire?
I didn't retire. I got out. I did 3 years, and I got out.
Okay, okay. Yeah, he was here then. He was here then. He's
really?
Been in since. Yes,
really?
He's been in. Yes, he's been in since 79, and he retired in 98.
Wow.
Yep.
I was with VF 101. Yeah, we will definitely talk later. So
oh,
I have some. Wow, and I have a niece and nephew who lives there now. They're both Navy. I need to definitely talk to you. So are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Well, let's talk later. I know we're on Facebook.
Info.
Oh,
I have her contact info. This is my cousin, Marquisa.
Okay, very beautiful. We'll talk later. I know you
yes,
knew her. I wasn't
yes, you got some.
Definitely talk.
Yes.
So anyone else still on the line with us, if you have a comment or a question, your phone line is open. We appreciate hearing from you. Tell us what you thought about The Good Doctor Captain. Though I know some of you may be getting your children ready for school and you can't come on, or you're doing other things and you're just trying to listen. We understand that too and appreciate you. You may be even in the car driving on your way to work, and we know you can't always talk and drive, so we just appreciate you calling in. You can leave those comments on Facebook. You can go to our several pages, powering your possibility, hashtag power, P-O-W-E-R, your possibilities. So if you just make a comment on Facebook and put that hashtag in your comment, it'll go to that page so we can just keep track and just kind of network with one another, so we'll have a place where we share certain things with you. People who are there. Also, we have an All About Entrepreneurs page on Facebook, so you just go to facebook.com/AAE Show. That's on Facebook. And then there's an event page for the show. So if you go to events and you look at an event for this particular day, you should see a link for this particular event. All About Entrepreneurs. And so any of those pages, you can make a comment. We also have a group page for Powering Your Possibilities. So you can also go there to the group. If you look under groups, you type that in. If you would like to join the group, you just have to hit a button to say you want to join the group. Or you can just contact myself. Or you can contact Cassandra and let us know you want us to put you in that group, because as we go forth, we're going to be putting different things there, making things somewhat easy for you. Like, for instance, you know, with Dr. Gerald, you know, now we can ask him, you know, if he has a freebie, he wants to put a link or something there in that group for people who are tuned into our show. And Coach Cassandra and myself, we will be working hard over the next year to get different goodies for those who tune in. We're not there yet, but we're working on the way Oprah, you know, she had people in the audience and she bought them all a brand new house or car or something. Okay, but, you know, we got to speak it. We just learned from the doctor that you got to speak it. So I am speaking that we want to be to be able to do those kinds of things. You know, a new car, a new house, to all those listening on that particular day. Cassandra, wouldn't that be nice?
Absolutely, absolutely. I am looking forward to it, and I'm just so excited. I've still got my brain wrapped around this webinar that's going to be so exciting on tomorrow evening. And we still have a few slots left, folks. Come on, get on board. Woohoo! That webinar is tomorrow night, Tuesday, and you can call in anywhere from the country. You've got to sign up, of course, for it. But if you get three friends involved, get three folks, and you go free. Can't beat that. Three folks. And I tell you, Coach Louisa was so excited to be able to offer this important webinar, regular $49.99. She brought it all the way down to $19.99. I said, what? She said, yes, this is a spring fling that we're offering, especially since it's Women's Month. Now, the webinar is for men or women, So come on, get on board. No matter where you are in the country, really in the world, you can come to this important webinar. Power up your possibilities. If you are pregnant with purpose, you want to get on board with your dream, your vision, your plan for the future, we're going to take you there. We're going to help you get you going. If you already have a business and it's established, we want to take you to the next level. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Put on them boxing gloves and start punching. Start bam, jam, kapow. In other words, we're going to help you do a TKO. We want you to knock it out. We want you to be successful. We want you to be empowered to go to the next level in your life. And you're going to see that flyer. If you have not seen the flyer, you can go to my page, Cassandra McKissack. That's capital M, little C, capital K-I-S-S-A-C-K. Or you can go to Coach LaLisa's page and, check out the flyer. It's got the code. There's a special code for to get that special pricing, $19.99. We don't want you to have to pay $49.99 if you don't have to. So to get the special price, you're going to have to put the code in. But check this out. If you've got three friends, you can get together anywhere in the country. Tell us the names of those three people, and we will let yours be free. So you can't beat that with a stick, and we want you to get on board. We want to empower you. Our total goal and aim in life is to help folks be successful, to assist them in breaking the barriers. That's what it's all about. Some folks are geared toward being fearful and afraid. And, hey, we've all been there, but you don't have to stay there. You can go to the next level. I'm going to show you how to put one foot in front of the other. We've all had obstacles that we've turned into opportunities. Make that lemon a lemonade. Put some sugar in it. Okay, make it sweet. So we're going to help you sweeten things up so that you can not only just survive, you can thrive into your purpose, into your destiny. You just need some help. And we are the coaches. LaLisa is the power coach, and I am Cassandra. I am the possibility coach. We're going to help open your eyes to the possibilities, and not only that, give life to your power. So many of us have given our power away. So many of us have let other people walk all over us, or we've just taken a back seat to life. You know, it's time to get up. Get up off that couch. Put one foot in front of the other. Make it happen. Make it happen. If it is to be, you must decide. I will take the next step. And there's a scripture that says, are you the one or shall we look for another? Of course, we know they were talking about Jesus Christ, but I want to ask you, okay, you are the person we're talking to right now. Are you the one? Will you step up to the plate? Will you be brave enough to put on those boxing gloves and jab, punch, kapow, TKO? Are you ready to knock it out? Are you ready to do what you've been called to do? There's something for you to do that you were created to do in earth.
Oh, yeah.
And so we want you to do it. Huh? Is someone else on? Yes, ma'am. So we want to make it happen. Hi, Coach. Hey, Coach LaLisa. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. I hope I didn't lose you guys. Yeah.
Oh, we will make it happen. We will make it happen. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. So say yes, yes. I love that one, Lisa Nichols. Yes, yes. So, yes, go on and do it. We are out of time. We have gone. It has really let us go way over, huh? So we are so grateful to you. Have a wonderful day. Have a powerful day. Whatever possibilities come your way, remember. And did I hear Dr. Gerald say that one of the problems in the black community was that we didn't have, he said something about our leaders, missing our leaders. But did he say something about, he said what our problem was, but then I wasn't sure if he finished that sentence or went on to something else, or maybe
I know he's got the solution, and that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited.
Right, but I thought I heard him. I guess I got to go back and listen to the archive, because I wasn't sure if I heard him say what we were missing, that we were missing power. Is that what he said? I got
to
go back and listen now. But,
yes, folks, yes, you can go back and listen to the archive of this show and other shows that we've had. So that's what's really exciting. You can go back and listen to the shows. But speeding forward, we want you to get ready for this webinar. So you make sure you go tell a friend. And we want you on board for this webinar, this important webinar, on tomorrow. And check out the flyer that is on our pages. And check out hashtag PowerYourPossibilities on Facebook. We want to hear your comments. We want to hear from you. And it's exciting. Let's stay connected. Let's make it happen. Back to Coach Rolisa.
Okay, that's
yes,
it. We'll
Coach.
See you tomorrow morning for another powerful show. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Have a great day. God bless.